interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Hello.
Who is it?
Getting a little rain down south, I guess.
Hey, monster.
Orianda.
Kendall.
Atsigo.
Kendall.
Green. Cobalt skill.
Banyan.
Bath.
Norwich.
Bath.
Stanford.
Walton.
Kendor.
Hey, Ledyard. Give me a cobalt skill.
Turned into that morning show. They were just listing off towns in New York.
Yeah, I don't know. Weird. They did it for a long time.
Happy.
That is a town, yes. I can't get you out of there, though.
Yeah.
Can't, if you get into Happy, I can't get you out of there.
Think about those chicken wings every once in a while.
The, what was it, Colonial
like,
Ridge or something? The golf course
remember.
Down there?
Yeah, but they were our biggest.
That should be a Jordan Peele movie, man. If I ever meet Jordan Peele, I'm going to pitch him that. A town named Happy that when you get into it, you can't leave it.
The outside residents can direct you to it,
but then
they cannot get
you
out of it.
They can't get you out of it.
Was what a lady said to us for real. That's very confusing. It's probably the happiest place on earth.
You're just it doesn't exist.
You're never going to want to leave.
Uh-oh. I can't. I'm trying to find the town of Happy in New York.
Let me see. Let me do like a Google map.
I'm happy
that
New
would be even
York. If it doesn't exist,
wilder. Happy.
I mean, there's Happy
New York.
Valley.
Yeah, Happy Valley Road. Yeah, I don't.
Does it not exist?
Oh, this is weird. Let me think. Where was it?
Where were we? All right. Good morning, everybody. Hi.
Yeah,
happy,
we're very busy.
If you're confused, we did a thing with chicken wings years ago and Colonial Ridge lawn, the Colonial Ridge whatever, and
yeah, I don't know. Very
the
weird.
The lady working there said if I send you that direction, you'll get into Happy, but then I can't get you out. And we think about it pretty much every day since.
Because we just saw it.
Good morning, paranormal popple investigators
randomly
on YouTube.
On that map, and she was like, well,
we got to do a deeper dive because we've never even dug into that.
Right,
it could not exist.
I think I found that Colonial Ridge Golf Course.
That's a real place. Yes, that exists. We saw that with our eyes.
All right.
We drove to it.
I'm going to like start to zoom in a little and see. No, there's just nothing popping up. Cooperstown is further down there, but I don't think it was there. It's so weird.
I don't think it even
man.
Exists. I don't think it even exists.
We saw it on the map.
We did. And now it vanished. We saw it and then we learned too much and then it had to vanish.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is so weird.
We learned too much. We saw too deep into the lore, and now it's vanished forever.
I'm going all around, bud.
It's like one of those towns that you drive through it once, and then you go to take your family back through it, and you're like, no, I swear, we were here.
Those people are like, there's never been a happy New York. And I'm going to fight whoever says there is.
Well, we'll keep you happy and fat and sassy this morning here on twitch.tv/theshow.
Okay.
We flooded happy. We flooded happy to make a lake 100 years ago.
What are you talking about? Maybe that's why they can get you in there, but if you
can't
go
get
there,
you out.
Because
you're
in the middle of a lake.
Yep. So how was everyone's 4th of July weekend? We weren't here Friday. I did a house party Friday night, a little barbecue-style house party. We hung out Friday night.
Slathered his wiener.
Slathered around. Otherwise, pretty uneventful. You were just kind of keeping Elsa calm all weekend, right?
Yeah, there was just at any point, really.
Yeah, by you.
There were
probably
fireworks,
going crazy.
But from Friday wasn't that bad. There wasn't too many. There was the occasional enough to make it. So, you know, I got to close this. But then Saturday was
nuts.
Yeah, it was like a bomb shelter.
honestly, not a ton out by me up in Oswego County, which might shock you. I mean, I heard them.
Yeah.
but not overwhelming amount. Like, there's years when I can even see them, which is rare because there's not many houses out by me, but
yeah,
it was pretty quiet.
Nothing?
Yeah, not too bad.
That's not bad, I guess, but I mean, it's just, are they ramping up for, well, yeah, we started on
Saturday. I hope so. So for some reason, my dog Freddy is indifferent to fireworks. He doesn't seem to care.
That's good.
So I guess maybe, I don't want to say he's too dumb to know what's going on. But he might just be too dumb.
Did something fall down? What was that?
Did you run into the wall?
I've had it happen to me.
I've had it happen to me. I don't know. I bounced my head off the wall all the time.
I get it.
No, it was pretty uneventful. This was the first year my kids didn't have me do my little fireworks display, so that made me emotional.
You didn't do it for yourself?
No.
You got to do it for yourself. The one that liked it anyway.
I did. I liked it, but then one of them was gone. The other one was playing with friends online, and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Guess my kids are too old for the fun stuff now, so that bummed me out. I don't know how you people deal with it. Kids getting older. What am I supposed to do?
You do it for yourself because you enjoyed it.
I know, but like...
So you go out there and light a couple of those fun ones off.
Or it's a weird part of my life now where it's like...
You got to make your wife watch.
15 years I've dedicated to like these kids.
Yep.
And now they're just getting old and really don't have any interest in doing anything.
Now they're not going to bother you.
I know, but I like them. I like being with my kids. And now they're just out doing their own thing. It's a weird shift.
Yeah.
Sister says, this was the first 4th where everything was canceled that I was home. Had every possible white noise machine going, YouTube video on, older dog was trazzed. Oh, you get them all high. Puppy's first experience, bunch of neighbors on my block doing them, it was rough. Yeah. Did you give your dogs all the doggy weeds to calm them down?
Tried. I also wouldn't eat them until later.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night. So it's like, this was supposed to be for now times, bud.
I do love the videos. I love the videos of dogs zooted out of their minds. Just like... So stoned. I don't know why it's so funny to me.
I don't mind fireworks.
Because I know what my brain feels like when I'm high, but I have like, I have human thoughts. So what is a dog's brain doing when it's stoned?
I don't know. Most dogs probably don't. They really don't have thoughts.
They don't know what's going on, right?
Yeah. No, they're just kind of.
Is it fun?
I would say that it looks like they're enjoying themselves when you look at them and they're. Just their tongues out, but they also, I don't know if they know if they're having fun.
I don't know if they're having fun.
Because it's, not like us, where we're like, hey, we need a couple of extra oxys.
These dogs are just zooted.
Yeah.
And they're all derpy looking. I love it. It's so funny.
Hey, whatever works.
It's so funny.
Whatever
Sugar
works.
Said no one by her did fireworks. Yeah. Chicken Wings dog Freddy does not like the fireworks at all. Some guys were lighting off big ones last night at 10:30, Nicholas says. I went out and yelled, go the F to bed. Dude took off his shirt, put a cigarette in his mouth and said, make me. I told him I was calling the police. He said, you won't. I started dialing. They walked away. All right, now Nicholas is arguing with his neighbors over fireworks.
Or it sounds like they were just people, random people from somewhere else.
Yeah.
They're just doing it in the street and they're walking away.
Jeebus says, what if the dogs are also having human thoughts? Don't even mess with my mind like that.
Don't do that.
Don't even mess with my mind.
I looked at my box again.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing. I didn't do anything.
I can't. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Because I can't. Then when like Elsa's at Mama Max, be like, okay, now I can go out there and shoot all these off. That's not fair to the other dogs then.
Oh, true. Yeah, that's the other thing is I feel guilty now that I hear about all your dogs freaking out.
It sucks.
Everybody flipped. Goes PTSD. I feel bad. I just feel bad doing it. So. Yeah,
I've flipped the last few years having Elsa because Jughead didn't care.
Yeah.
Jughead would sprint around the yard and chase wherever fireworks were going off. So it's a complete, 180?
Yeah.
So,
180.
Because whatever. I don't care.
And I don't even like the loud fireworks. I just like sparklers. I like snakes and sparklers. That's what I like.
See, I like them all.
I love a Roman candle.
Yeah, that's what I like those. I just like the ones you can just have fun with.
They're not even that loud.
But even those.
Yeah.
Because I tested just those little like.
Yeah.
Years ago. And even that, she's like, no. No,
no yeah.
She goes, I'm going to kill you. Don't ever do that again.
Don't ever do that again.
But it wasn't even. It was like. Literally, what the noise I just made was as loud as it was.
I
but
know.
Even that was too much. So,
well, yeah, Elsa could have PTSD from something in Texas that we don't even know about.
No, who knows? I have no idea. No idea.
But, she could have worked at a firing range or something.
Or it was just outside and it was Texas with fireworks and God knows what. But if that's the one holiday that You know what I mean?
You gotta skip. You gotta skip. Who cares?
That's what you do.
I still enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
I put on the, what did I put on? Was it NBC was doing a show? I think every channel was doing a 4th of July thing, a 250 thing.
Oh, I've just been watching soccer.
Yeah, and I watched a lot of soccer.
I have no idea what's going on.
I have been watching a lot of World Cup. But that night I put on whatever, I literally think every channel was doing some kind of like, it was almost like New Year's Eve, but
yeah,
summertime New Year's Eve.
I usually watch those and I didn't. I forgot what was I, I don't remember what I was watching, but I didn't watch any of those because I thought about it after the fact.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I never, because usually they have that one that's like over New York City.
They did. I watched the Macy's one or whatever that one was.
The one that's like in like Cincinnati or
there's a
something.
There was so many of them.
Yeah.
There was so many of them.
I didn't watch them.
And then at like 11, I flipped over to Fox News to just watch them glaze Trump and like try to get this thing back on the track. It was hilarious. I won't get into it, but it was hilarious.
Is that picture real? Did he fall asleep during fireworks?
Did he? I don't know. I didn't see that part. I saw.
I wonder if he's.
He was watching himself on TV.
But it was so late.
And they kept saying, wave to us, President Trump. But I don't know what was going on. But then they were like, they were saying like, no president would be brave enough to go out. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I watched that went off. I think that fireworks happened July 5th.
Yeah,
I think it technically
later,
happened the 5th.
Because it rained.
I watched all the fireworks. I will say the Washington, D.C. fireworks, if you can just find footage of that,
those
was
ones
pretty
are good.
Sick.
Yeah.
Although I think it changed like their air quality the next day. Like there were alerts like, ooh, about those fireworks. But they were pretty dope. Like,
it's a sunny day.
The Potomac Rip. Potomac? Why can't I say the word? Potomac?
No, I'm saying it. Potomac
River. Whatever that river is.
Potomac.
It was like lined the river.
Yeah.
Like, you know that footage of the San Diego display where they all go off at once on accident?
Yep.
It was that for 30 minutes. It was wild.
Those are cool.
It was wild. So,
those are cool.
It was cool. I watched them all on TV. Not a lot of activity up. I mean, what'd you guys do? Twitch.tv/theshow. Theshow.fm. Congratulations, Joey Chestnut.
This is the Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest presented by Polymark. And this is the 18-time champion of the world. With 66 Nathan's Famous hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, Joey Chestnut!
We had it on. I just can't watch it.
I
can listen to it.
I forgot. I always do. Just, I don't know what it is. That's like one of the very few traditions I have.
Yeah.
But I've seen almost all of them, and I completely forgot about it. But that's okay.
It's really gross.
Disgusting.
I don't want to watch it. We were watching just like all day on Saturday. It was like
they were showing those.
Yeah, I mean, I just like that kind of stuff. Like New York City had the tall ships come through, so we were watching the ships. There was a bunch of flyovers that we were watching, and for some reason, it's like, and here's the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. So yeah. It was just on, and it started, and I can't watch them dunking things and things or whatever.
It's just insane. When
and
they
I
use-
wish.
The fruit punch ones are my least favorite.
I wish I had the line. I don't know how I'd find it now. But the announcer said at some point, somebody said, like, will anybody ever beat Joey Chestnut? And I'm paraphrasing here, but the announcer said, it's not that they can't beat Joey Chestnut. It's that they can't, but hold on. It's not that they can't beat Joey Chestnut. It's that they don't believe they can beat Joey Chestnut.
I mean, yeah.
And I go, oh, that's all it's going to take?
It's never going to be beaten. Not a chance.
He's freakishly good at this.
I mean.
And until he retires.
Yeah, yeah. There's just no 66 hot dogs is, right? That's that record of the guy.
Joey
said.
Jaws Chestnut claimed his 18th mustard belt at the Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. 66 dogs in just 10 minutes.
Oh, that was then. Sorry, so that's not even his record.
His record is 76 dogs in 2021.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
76.
Crazy.
Dogs.
You ever watch that Kobayashi documentary?
No, I can't watch competitive eating.
That was crazy.
I can't watch people eat at all. Why? What did you learn there?
Just the rise and fall of Kobayashi.
How did he fall?
Just from being like the literal superstar of Japan, and then he lost, and it was, you know, he fell to earth type deal, and you know, then all of a sudden nobody cared.
Did he lose to Joey Chestnut?
Yeah,
that's who dethroned
him. He beat him. I think they went back and forth, but ultimately, you just, like you said, you can't. Not that they don't think they could beat Joey Chestnut.
They don't believe they could beat Joey Chestnut. 42 years old, defeated 13 competitors. Runner-up, Patrick Bertoletti.
Is that guy that came in here?
Patrick Bertoletti? I don't think so. Did we have somebody in here?
We had a guy in here when all that went down. It was like Ultimate Eater X or that guy. There was some guy that came in here.
I don't recognize him, but we've been doing this stupid show so long. Not really. Like, he has like a mohawk kind of thing.
I don't really remember.
I can't remember. We've been doing this so long. Yeah.
Either way.
He ate 50 dogs.
That's, you know what? Another 30 and someone could break the record. Imagine that. That guy ate 50. Another 30.
And I like dogs and I want to barf just listening to all this.
Ugh.
Miki Sudu won the female division.
All right. Well, now let's.
Ladies and gentlemen,
they do it.
At the end of 10 minutes, a journey that was very difficult given the heat. However, the once and future champion, Miki Sudu, 38 and 3/4 hot dogs and buns, to win her 12th
38.75.
Nathan's famous 4th of July championship, Miki Sudu!
Miki Sudu!
So is that guy the host guy? Is he the guy that goes all over the country and hosts these things?
I have no idea. I always just assumed that he was just the very fun office guy that Nathan's was like, all right, go host that. And then
put
when
Tom
you're back,
out there. He's fun.
And then when you're back on Monday, get back to doing your job, Tom.
Yeah.
Because I don't really know.
It probably started that way. Like, Nathan's call Tom down in marketing. He'd be good on the mic for this.
I forget. There is some story about that guy that's out there from what he came from or whatever, but I don't remember now. But I'm sure now, like you're saying, I'm sure that's his job.
Shea is the co-founder of Major League Eating, and he is famous for his signature straw hat and dramatic theatrical introductions.
Oh, okay.
So I guess, he's co-founded MLE, Major League Eating.
Om nom nom.
Kids, follow your dreams. If you can launch a whole business on Major League Eating.
There's that one on how much Kool-Aid.
What one's that?
I forget, but someone's got that. How much Kool-Aid you can drink.
Booker Badlands.
He might be the one that's
got the
Kool-Aid.
He's the one that does it. He's been to town here to do things.
I've seen him eat chicken wings. It's disgusting.
He can chug.
Yeah. Oh, because they do.
What? What? He's gagging. Folks, tune in.
The way they do the mayonnaise.
No, we're not doing that.
And just pound
not
it.
Not doing that.
Like, this is mayonnaise, and there's like...
Yeah, doing that. I like when he does his, like, he'll fill that big boot full of, like, a 2-liter cola. I don't want a liter of cola. And he'll just chug it. Yeah. I don't know how your body does that.
Just open your throat. Go open your throat.
Story of Cody's... I'm all the mom jokes. Follow all of our streaming shows. Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm, because Wednesday night for Whiskey Wednesday, Thursday night for Cocoa Puffs, we got Five Finger Death Punch tickets.
Well, how do you like them apples?
I like them pretty good.
Okay, then.
I like them pretty good.
Mine's a Granny Smith.
Cooler temps this week up until, I think, Thursday.
And it's back to it.
Then it's back to a little warmth. And I'll tell you, if you're extremely wealthy like me, you can install a snow room in your house.
Oh.
Now, for those of us who live for opulence, like myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The 1%, as we're called.
Yes.
The latest luxury status symbol are custom-built snow rooms people are installing in their homes.
All right. Is it like that globe?
No, it's... okay, you know how sauna's hot?
Yeah.
Snow room cold.
Okay. So it's just a very air-conditioned room?
I guess so.
There's no snow actually in it?
You can install a private winter in your home. It has snowfall, icy walls, and a freezing temperature. You push a button and it starts snowing on you.
So you have to kind of be careful because any condensation trapped is going to ruin your walls, floor, ceiling, anything.
I didn't even know this was a thing. Apparently billionaires have had these for a couple years now. Because why not? They're using it for wellness trends, like a cold plunge, if you will.
Yep. I mean, it's cool, just it doesn't seem practical.
It doesn't seem practical because we're living in this world.
Yeah.
But to them, I guess it would be practical to just randomly need snow on demand.
I don't know. It just seems like a waste of Like, how often are you like, all right, I'll be back in 1 to 2 hours. I'm going to start the snow room up.
I'm going to... Maybe it's because I have enough snow in my life for about 8 months out of the year.
Right.
But to think of a room dedicated to it makes you want to throw up.
Or they press a button and it starts to freeze your walls. I don't understand what it's doing. All I'm picturing is like a Batman cartoon of... I'm going to press this button and all your walls are going to start to freeze, Batman.
Let me see if I can bring this up on my screen because there is a YouTube video. New York Times did a look into one of them. Yeah, reader's right. So they're just installing walk-in freezers?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go to Snow Room by Techno.
They just deep freeze their bedrooms, what we've been doing our whole lives. It's just very weird. Yeah, it's a Mr. Freeze character.
Snow Room.
I'm here to take you down, Batman.
Heck no.
All right, everyone. No. Chill.
Let me see if this brings it up. All right.
Okay, we got a snow room?
I'll play this video, application for health. Let me see if it brings it up. Did I mirror it? Let's find out.
Hello?
I don't think I mirrored it. Hold on a second.
Oh, dang. That's okay.
USB mania.
We'll wait.
There we go. All right, let's see if I can play this now.
Oh, I see a thing.
Snow room, application advantages of the cold application. Warm up in the sauna after a shower. This is the text that's on the screen.
Hey, sweaty
boobs.
Hey now.
Enter the snow room with sandals. Holistic cooling. I guess you can just use the word holistic for anything.
Yep. Fake snow, so a lot of chemicals there.
Deep breaths to refresh the body and mind. Body massage with fresh snow, intensify the gentle cold experience.
Yeah, there's like chemicals and stuff in this.
If you're just listening, it's a room that looks like they're sitting out of doors. Like there's fake trees and rocks and stuff.
And that's just in their basement, rich people.
Just being that rich. Relief of inflammation as well as muscle and joint pain, improvement of blood circulation, and stimulation to the immune system.
See the walls there?
Yeah.
That's what your lungs look like.
Just coated in whatever these are. Yeah. Promotes detoxification and fat burning. If I didn't have any murals, if I didn't have any morals, I could just steal so much money from rich people.
I mean, this
You're just using a lot of buzzwords for being out in the cold.
Yep. Yeah. You could just wait and open your own here.
Yeah, I could say, no, guys, you want to come down to my... It's got... All the words they just said, it's exfoliating and it's amplifying.
You just open the back door to your house.
Yeah,
and it
Joe's
just leads
right.
out to
I'm
the
writing
woods.
My name in pee in the snow room, I'll tell you that much.
Almost immediately.
Yeah.
Almost immediately.
Well, if it's available, starts at about $130,000.
That's it?
For just your entry level
That's
snow
it?
Room. That's it, bud.
Well, all right. Now
That's
I'll take two.
You know what? Put them in.
One at either end of the house.
Put them in. The show.fm for all of our links, streams, podcasts, everything you need right there at the show.fm. Be following along.
Internet.
Well, the big wedding happened over the weekend, Cody.
Yep. They inconvenienced a hell of a lot of people.
Five blocks were closed around MSG.
Yep.
They had constructed this tent setup where... So the poors couldn't see who was going to the wedding.
Which, thank God.
Thank God the poors couldn't see who was going. Travis and Taylor we're talking about, obviously.
Yes.
Taylor Travis Taylor. It was like a tent tunnel that the SUVs would pull into, then the curtains would close.
Oh, you gotta close.
And the curtains would open, and then the SUV would pull out. So you wouldn't know who was in there. Well, I have the guest list here. Pretty much everybody went to this thing.
And it's almost like nobody cares.
Yeah,
they went to it like, oh God, we can't let the guest list leak.
Yeah, a lot of this pisses me off.
Yes.
You did this.
Yeah.
You're putting this in the busiest city in the world.
And then
in the country maybe, but.
Oh, stop looking at
stop
us.
Stop looking
at us. Oh my God. Oh my God, please.
Why are you mad at us? I just live and work here. Yep.
No, I read a bunch of things that you never know what's real about power outages around there because they needed more power for their area, so somehow random streets just had no power.
Oh my God,
it was 99 degrees.
Oh my God.
There's a bunch of articles about all of that stuff, about them blocking off more streets than they were told they were gonna.
Yeah, I didn't love it. I get it. I guess it's supposed to be a big deal, but it's being reported that like now they had all these barricades because they expected thousands of people to show up, and really not that many people showed up.
No, she thinks she's way more important than she really is.
It's just like, okay.
You have your fans that really, unless you're bouncing out a hit, then they don't care about you.
Yeah.
Because her crowd numbers when she's like putting out albums and touring is way different than when she just kind of tours.
What do you mean? Like she sells more tickets?
I feel like she's, unless she's got a hit, nobody cares about anything she's done.
It's wild because there were people, like I haven't seen any photos from inside of the wedding. I think that I know there was NDAs you had to sign and like all these, you know, moratoriums on posting photos.
And I saw people got fired from that.
Yeah, which I get it. You know, you do work for MSG. You can't just leak photos. If nobody else can, you can't either.
Yep. But it was just crazy to be like, I need privacy. However, I'm going to take a castle, put it inside of a bubble inside of the most famous arena in the world.
Yeah.
But don't look at it.
Don't look at it. Turn around.
Oh my God, stop.
Stop it. Don't look at it. Privacy.
You are not allowed to have your phone.
Please give me privacy. Do you care about who went to this thing? Like Steven Spielberg was there. Hugh Grant was there for some reason.
Yeah, it was just a lot of
Tom Cruise, Jennifer Lopez, Jay-Z, Reese Witherspoon, Lena Dunham for some reason. I don't know why Lena Dunham is as famous as she is.
She sucks.
She sucks.
She's rude.
Brad Pitt, Ed Sheeran. I mean, name any celebrity.
Yeah, yeah.
Every celebrity except Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds because they had their falling out or whatever.
They have a little feud. They have a little feud.
Mike, how do I say the coach's name? Mike Vrabel.
Oh, he was there?
He was there with his wife. Was he the one that was cheating on his wife?
Yeah.
So they reconciled and went to a wedding together?
I guess.
But I think we were making jokes on Friday's show about how, what if Travis wanted all this? He clearly got to pick one thing because Adam Sandler was the officiant.
Yes. Yeah.
Babe, what if Happy Gilmore...
No, let him do
it. Can we have Happy Gilmore do the church part?
Yep. No, I think he's just as... part of the problem.
Insufferable, yeah.
Just she is the one that's making all the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But he is just as insufferable.
Yeah.
Can we just get, and this is coming from a Cowboys fan, can we get more of the other Kelsey, please?
Jason Kelsey?
Jeez.
Was he there? I mean, obviously he was there.
I
read that he was, like, they didn't have, like, groomsmen and, what are the bridesmaids?
Yeah.
They had Jason Kelsey was the best man.
Yeah.
And then... her brother Austin was the
man of honor,
I
whatever
guess.
That, but very still, like, I would have been like, well, can I have my brother be the man?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So I guess my second question is what happens now? Like, are they going to release it as a movie? Like, is there a reason we don't see any photos?
I think that they're
going to charge people to see their wedding now?
Yes, her agent is going to shop those to whoever it will pay, whether it be People Magazine, TMZ.
Sure.
Somebody is going to go, we'll give you $100,000 to the exclusive rights of Taylor Swift's wedding pictures.
Because they didn't build that extensive set just for nobody to see it. This is coming out on Disney Plus or something.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're going to make money off
the
it.
The Target edition of the wedding available for $39.99.
Didn't she perform, too?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought that she was going
to... We had heard a rumor she might perform or like others.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody performed something because there was a bunch of musicians there. You're telling me Ed Sheeran doesn't do a number?
Right. Now, we'll see if in a couple months...
There's going to be a trailer that comes out. Like,
Disney
we're getting
Plus.
Charged for this somehow.
Yep. Disney Plus, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Together.
The wedding.
One night. Yeah, something like that.
Yep. Or, you know what? Because nobody will care. She's the famous one. It'll be Taylor Swift. The wedding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess don't need his name in there.
Which I get that they signed a prenup. Apparently.
Oh, did they?
He had. They both have money coming into this. She has a lot more than he does.
It just means that we each keep our own nipples.
We just
prenup.
It's a prenuptial, right, babe?
Yeah.
Babe. And you're all saying I give them 18 months. I don't.
More?
They're both. Yeah, I think that they're both just.
Yeah, I don't.
Really just kind of vapid people who they found each other.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, think of the lamest couple you know. I think they're just a lame couple who's going to have each other for a while.
I could very much see that because just, you know, what you were saying. But who knows, once he's no longer a football player, I don't know, is he going to be able to take that back seat? The answer should be yes.
The answer should be yes.
Again.
You're sitting pretty, dude. She's a billionaire. You married a billionaire. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yep.
My wife makes more money than me, and it's awesome. I highly encourage it.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
But,
Mitch, I'm not jealous. I assure you of that.
No.
Yeah, and Travis fought hard to get her attention. Like, the whole story. Have you ever heard those stories?
Not really. Maybe
she
I
was
have,
doing
but
a concert in Kansas City, and he, okay. like, showed up because he thought that maybe he could sneak up and meet her, and he couldn't. So then he kind of, like, tried to meet. It was a whole thing. Like, he courted her, I guess, as you would say.
Yeah. He's like, I demand to meet you.
My favorite comment was, guys, stop picking on her. She's only 3016. She's only 3016.
Yeah, I just want to know what she's going to do for an album.
Uh-huh.
She's not hurt now.
This is a love story.
So that's what this next album will be. It'll be a upbeat.
I don't know. Maybe she can just be done now. Like, we've been following her journey to find love for 20 years. Maybe now it's just, I found love. I'm going to go be rich now. Goodbye. No, you don't think so?
No, she loves.
She does love the attention.
Loves fame.
She does love it.
He does too.
Yep.
But.
Yep.
Ugh, I just. At least it came and went and it's over there.
Now
done.
It's over. Now no. what? Now what's the next thing?
Yep. But I mean, that's it though. Right now, we'll just have to see them out at things. But other than that, we're good now.
Mm hmm.
We don't need any more. Yeah. Travis and Taylor out on the Mediterranean on their yacht.
Oh, you're going to get that.
See their yacht.
In a world that worships celebrity, you're going to get that, man.
It's parked right next to Leonardo DiCaprio's yacht. You know, he's got a dad bod. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know. I have not seen a photo. My favorite TikToks have been Brittany Mahomes is just struggling to not post about this wedding because, you know, she wants the attention really bad.
Real bad.
She wants to post the photos of everything she did because this is like...
Yeah. This is...
It's like the biggest night of her life for Brittany Mahomes.
Yes.
And she probably had to sign an NDA and it's killing her.
Put her phone in a bag. Yeah.
Why can't I post my photos?
Which is also crazy that... Yes, I get it. You can't post photos, but to... Take celebrities' phones, because I wonder if they did that with, like, Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. Nope, sorry. We're too important.
Yeah, like, that's
phone
the other
in the
thing.
Bag.
You're going to tell Tom Cruise to put your phone away?
Right? You're going to tell Jennifer Lopez.
Put your phone away.
Give me your phone.
Yeah.
Give me your phone. You're not
Beyonce.
Allowed.
You're telling Beyonce, put your phone away.
No, you said Jay-Z. Was Beyonce there?
Yeah, Jay-Z and Beyonce were there, yeah.
Okay, so she still hasn't kicked that loser to the curb.
I guess not.
Too much money involved.
Dixie Chicks were there. Now they're the Chicks.
Yep.
Mariska Hargitay was there.
Very
Bradley
weird.
Cooper.
Oh, Bradley
Ethan
Cooper.
Ethan Hawke. Dakota Johnson. Chris Rock. Tom Brady. Like, literally every celebrity was invited to this. And they all went.
Except for us.
Except for us.
It's messed up.
No, not gonna cry about it.
It's over there.
Wentz was there. Zoe Kravitz.
They got married in a...
Machine Gun Kelly.
Bubble in a castle. basketball court.
Congrats. USA, Belgium, tonight.
Yep.
8 o'clock, bud.
Yep. I'm ready.
I have been watching and playing a lot of football.
Yeah, football?
Soccer, if you will, over the past weekend. Some great matches.
It's been unreal.
It's been really great.
That one last... The Argentina-Cape Verde was the best game I'd ever seen until last night's Mexico-England.
Mm-hmm.
But that Cape Verde, what a friggin' team. Unreal, man. Unreal.
So, and I don't know how to say his name. Belogan.
The best player the U.S. has got.
Our best player got a red card. Wasn't supposed to play today.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know whatever deal we worked through.
I asked the FIFA president to review it, and he did.
So now they took it away.
It was the worst red card I've ever seen.
It was a terrible red card. I agree. It should have been overturned. But now Belgium is... Now they're appealing that we took the red card away because obviously they wanted to not
advantage.
Have him. Yeah.
Yep. I just...
Belgian Football Association has lodged an appeal with FIFA's appeal committee.
My,
can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Well, my problem
can't
is...
Can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Is that, oh, now you don't want the... corrupt FIFA organization to have anything to do with it now that it benefits us a little bit?
Sure.
Because they are the most corrupt
FIFA's
organization.
Very corrupt,
FIFA is a terrible organization. But, again, worst red card I've ever seen. So it's weird to, you know, be like, you can praise me.
Mm-hmm. During U.S. Bosnia-Herzegovina last Wednesday, Balogun received a red card, meaning he would be suspended for the next game today, if you didn't know that. Our president is friends with the FIFA president, so whatever deal happened there.
Take a peek.
So they got the red card removed. I didn't know you could do that, but we agree it was a terrible red card. Shouldn't happen anyways.
Well, there's ways you can get around it, whereas if you can appeal it if it's a more than one game suspension type deal. So there's ways, just, this one ain't it.
Yeah.
That won't do it. But again, I'll just keep saying it. Worst red card I've ever seen.
So now he's supposed to play today. Belgium is trying. They have until 5 o'clock, I guess. He's going to play. He's going to play. It's already been set.
Yeah.
And then what do we have as far as other matches today? Say Spain-Portugal?
Yep, Spain-Portugal. So we might see the end of Ronaldo as we see the stars fade away here. Neymar is done, he said. Brazil.
Really?
Yep, he said he's done. I would imagine Messi is not going to be able to make on 4 years.
He's, what, 39 or something?
Yeah. So, I mean, he could, but I don't know. And Ronaldo said he's done,
39
too.
Years old.
Isn't that crazy?
Barely functioning, decrepit
How
old man.
How are his legs even working?
How is he even breathing air at that age?
He might die on the field.
No, he is elderly.
So many young stars that they be just fine. Everybody in the next World Cup come around without Ronaldo.
Yeah, that young one. Who is it?
Yamal on Spain.
Yeah.
He's gonna be on Spain. There's a kid on Mexico that's 17.
Yeah, that kid is
like
what I'm talking
6'8".
About. Yep.
No, there's a lot of really good players, man. That one guy from Norway, Haaland, he's not a real person. He's a Viking.
Argentina, Egypt tomorrow. Switzerland, Colombia tomorrow. And then Thursday, France, Morocco.
Now we're into it.
Now we're into it, right?
Like Saturday, England, Norway. Oh my God, it moved.
Yeah.
It moved.
And I saw a TikTok yesterday that I wish I'd saved, because this woman, I'll buy into sometimes conspiracy theories, especially knowing how corrupt FIFA is, to like, she was explaining, like, this is definitely scripted. Like, I don't believe that football's scripted, like American football.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wouldn't doubt that there's things, whatever.
Well, there, you
she
know,
showed
I, yeah,
how
I get you mean.
Every year, or every World Cup, every 4 years, the logo conveniently matches the colors of the team that wins. And she broke it down.
Someone did this for the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And then the Super Bowl started to change up colors and stuff, because I think it started to be a little too weird. And
I forgot who she predicted this year. I really wish I'd saved it, because I was locked in. I was like, oh.
Well, let's see.
Okay.
I know it's red and blue.
It was one of the flags.
So, probably, is it Spain then? Would it be Spain?
Maybe.
Because that's one of the ones I'm picking, is Spain. Let me see here.
I don't know. I should have saved it before I brought it up.
Yeah, it could be Spain, red and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Erling Haaland
is one of the players you're talking about.
Colombia's got yellow, orange, or yellow, blue, and red.
Yeah, it was one of the flags where you zoom in and there's blue on like the little stars. Or something. I don't know what it was, but
Portugal could be one. I don't know.
I could buy it.
I don't know. This has just been an awesome World Cup.
I'll need to get a nap in if I'm going to make an 8 o'clock game. Right? I'll tell you that much. I mean, I don't want to give you any FOMO, but that would have been your dream scenario coming on off the chat right now, the show.fm. Trickish says, yesterday at Water Safari, the pigs escaped their pen at the barn, and it was a team effort catching them.
Oh.
I can't think
of
something that would make Cody happier
than
being
corner
in his swim trunks at Water Safari getting to chase loose pigs.
I would have to look around to see if anybody else sees this.
Like, if he had a make-a-wish, that would be his make-a-wish.
Someone get them pigs real quick?
Someone want to catch those pigs? I got them!
I got it! I got it!
And then the sound of his feet.
Just run.
I got him! I can get him! I got him!
Grabbing goats. Sir, the goats didn't get out. I'll get him. I'm rounding them up.
When you get him, I'll get him.
Just round him up real quick.
I can get him. Good morning, everybody. Well, hopefully the pigs are doing well. Trickish says they got them all back. It was a group effort to gather them all.
I like that horse that got out. He come looking for me.
He wants to bite you, bud.
Charlie bit me.
He wants Charlie bit me. Well, another story of immediate karma. As a dude in Maryland was burglarizing a Verizon store, and while he was burglaring,
doing a little burgling,
somebody stole his car.
That's hilarious.
I mean, bud.
That.
It's immediate karma, bud. What you burglaring for?
Oh, man.
And someone took my truck.
All right, let me just see your hands real quick.
Okay.
Put your hands behind your back for me.
For what? Were you at that Verizon store? Because you got blood on your hands and blood on your glasses.
Oh, no,
I promise to God.
Have a seat real quick. Hold on. You got blood on your shirt. So the gig's up. It's whether you want to be honest about stuff or not. You know what I mean?
I do. Someone stole my truck.
Oh, my God. That's kind of some karma right there, ain't it?
I left my keys in.
Yeah, that's some karma right there.
Yeah,
dude.
You left your keys in it while you were burglaring. That's what happens.
Watch out for your burglary.
Immediate karma. You love to see it.
That's so funny. Because it like what?
Because then how do you report that? Yeah. Oh, my truck got stolen. Well, what were you doing?
Yeah. You got to wait till like the next day, in which case it's too late.
Yeah. Somebody stole my truck.
From where? My apartment.
Oh, okay.
Because by then you can clean up and you're not full of blood and all
what
that.
What is this footage of you burglaring a Verizon store? Not a different guy.
Nope, different guy.
That must have been a different guy. I don't know who was in there.
I didn't have my truck like I told you.
I don't know.
So.
Did you want us to play the Oasis
trailer? Yeah. They better.
Because you're all saying you didn't see it over the weekend.
All right, we can do that for them then.
So I can just play it. Let me just play it.
What?
I'll play it a couple times.
If they need it, I mean, it's only fair.
I don't think he curses in it, right?
I don't remember. If anything, he might say the poop word. But I don't think so. I don't really remember. Either way.
Because there's an Oasis documentary coming out, guys. You're all saying you didn't watch it. All right.
We'll show you that.
Guys, I got to show you.
We obviously have your back.
It's coming to Disney, coming up in September. Don't worry.
In Disney.
I got it for you.
Okay.
I just don't see myself on stage with Liam. I just don't see it.
The way it finished, unacceptable.
Most thought it would never happen, and some still aren't convinced.
Gonna be chaos.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah.
That's so cool. Right. That's gonna be so good. It still gives me goosebumps just even
so
thinking about that.
Good.
They don't.
Because you hate Oasis, it makes us love them even more, and to troll you is makes me joy happy. Now.
Well, we as Oasis fans,
thank you.
Pardon me. We've been ridiculed for a long time.
Rightfully so.
And
some earned
in this. Reemergence of Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
It has shown me that y'all are in the minority.
Oh,
they
for
sold
sure.
out every effing stadium imaginable.
Yes.
Y'all are in the minority.
Burn.
Oasis is top notch, bruv.
Burn? Is it burn, bruv? Biblical, bruv.
Get on board, man.
Get on board, bruv.
Step up or we'll have you step out.
Well, speaking of streaming, I'm reading this article. Netflix is having trouble somehow making money. They keep raising my fee every month, but somehow they can't figure out.
Oh, no.
Can't figure out how to make money.
Well, they got to give you a penalty, too.
And the article that I'm reading in Bloomberg this morning said they're noticing that when they release TV shows, quote-unquote TV, like series.
Yeah.
Between season one and season two, the audience drops between 40 and 70%.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I can tell you exactly why, Netflix. You're taking too damn long.
Yes.
Like, you'll release a season.
Yep.
And then I gotta wait 4 years for the next season? You're not doing it right.
It's like the HBO thing. It's with Game of Thrones and all that. Like, we stopped caring because you didn't do a season for 4 years.
Yeah. I didn't watch any of the final Stranger Things season because you made me wait so long, I forgot all about Stranger Things.
And they all turned into adults. Like that? Oh,
yeah.
And they made it to be like, no, it's just over the course of a couple of years. No, they're adults now.
Like, I think of the show Manifest that was on, I think it was originally on NBC, and then it's popped up somewhere, maybe Netflix. And I think during the pandemic, I watched Manifest.
I remember that.
And then Manifest went away. And then there was a big, we're going to bring back a second season of Manifest.
It's like,
I don't know when it came out.
Cool.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Nope.
I didn't watch it because at least with TV seasons, you always knew I'm going to get new ones in the fall next year. So you're like, all right, in a year, I got new episodes.
Yep.
Also, Netflix,
and I know everything costs money. Six episodes ain't a show.
No. No, it is not.
Six episodes ain't a show. It's a documentary.
And a season or two is not a series.
No.
That's the other problem with trying to watch a bunch of these is that they'll do two seasons. And be like, they're probably not going to renew. All right, well, now you can't get attached to anything. Well, they're not going to renew it.
So, if you want to be in the business of television, Netflix, making multi-million dollar series that only have six episodes and then I gotta wait 4 years for it ain't how I like to watch shows.
No.
You know?
No, I agree with that. That's really annoying. And it was one of the things that kind of dropped off Game of Thrones because then they're like, we're gonna do the finale though.
Yeah.
Because we want to make sure we wrap it up for you guys. Why didn't you do that one of the 8 years that you were doing nothing?
I know.
There was so much time. We had so much time now.
And I like all the content that's put out. I'm just saying that don't expect me to still be invested in a show 8 years. This lady on a bike in the middle of the road. I don't know what. There's a bike show happening outside of our studio right now. Girl. Guys.
Hitting sick jumps.
A couple of people emerge from the bridge on these two mountain bikes, and they're just doing figure eights on Walton Street.
Well, better not around him.
I'll put the outside camera on. It's a whole circus out there.
That guy will put him down.
He'll put him down. The original cookie butter ice cream is down at Gilligan's. All right. The ice cream stands promoting their new cookie butter ice cream.
Where'd y'all get that idea from?
We invented it for Gilligan's, so you're welcome.
Ours does look the best, though.
Ours looks the best. It has that raspberry swirl. Nobody else is offering that raspberry swirl.
Nobody. Other places offer up the pinch.
Pinch of what?
I do the swirl. From Seinfeld.
Oh!
Which I'm still not 100% sure what it means to this day.
Yeah.
I know it's a blah, 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 but I'm not really.
Is it?
Yeah. Because they're down there with their faces.
Because, yeah, but okay, all right. That makes sense.
Does a counterclockwise swirl.
Yeah. So I always thought
always
it
have
was.
To beat around the bush with it.
Yeah, I always thought it was the bowling. I thought it was. I don't know. We'll just craft it off there. AJ and I always thought it was like the come here motion.
No. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Just in
and
the show.
And he did the counterclockwise swirl, but you're thinking it was.
It was. I don't know. It was just always very weird to have that scene of like.
That was his move.
They're talking about oral relations.
Yeah, George Costanza got laid so much.
They're redoing them. So there's a couple of the older episodes.
Yeah.
They really, for a while there, they were going back and forth where they were like, no, make George have the same hot chicks as Jerry. Jerry gets a little hotter, but George
it
still gets way.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, not a chance, bud. Yeah,
neither of them would in reality be getting them those women.
Nope.
Anyways, we're just rehashing Seinfeld episodes, guys, from 40 years ago.
Is that topical?
Is that topical for you? No. What's topical is fireworks. I don't think you're out of the weeds yet, guys. I think this is going to be a week where you're still going to hear them. People are going to be popping them off.
That's usually how it is for a week.
Did you
after 4th of July. People kind of go at it because people had to work this past weekend.
Right.
So you'll get a couple more next weekend.
Do you see this Delta flight that got struck by fireworks?
I would imagine that happens more than you would think.
Same.
The entire country is launching fireworks and these planes are trying to avoid them.
A Delta flight was apparently struck by fireworks as it descended into Chicago International on Saturday evening. It landed safely, but the pilots heard a big bang and the plane is being checked for any damage. Here was the air traffic control.
Tower, we just had a firework hit our plane, Delta 1076.
Delta 1076, can you tell me if you had to, I guess, any further information about the firework?
200 feet AGL, 250 AGL, but we just heard the bang on the plane, so we'll have to take a look at it once we get to the gate.
Yeah, we're just hoping it was just the mortar that went off underneath, but definitely felt the big bang.
There have been multiple reports, as you can imagine. The city's aware. They said they would notify the Chicago police, but,
what are you gonna do?
I don't know what
do. What do you do? You can't find the person who shot the firework.
No, it's not like the laser thing.
And
where they can check them or whatever, find out immediately where it came from or whatever the hell.
Not to be that guy, but what do you want me to do? It's the 4th of July. I don't know where all the planes are at all times.
Yeah, I'd imagine that you gotta be extremely careful if you're shooting off fireworks around where planes are.
Yeah,
but
probably
don't
be near airports doing it, but it's also
I don't know what to tell you. I don't think you're gonna catch them.
To fire off my fireworks?
But it's how there's 80 people that had to, I'm going to get them fireworks. Did you hear about them fireworks? I heard about them fireworks, and then we got them fireworks.
Because, I guess I don't understand a lot about fireworks, but how much damage could it do? It is explosive, right? I guess. So if it's one of the ones that goes up and then blows up,
right? Or
probably
did it just
some damage, but
Roman candle and hit the bottom of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just hit it. Well, I'm reading this article.
I'd still be terrified.
I would be too.
Like, if I was on it.
Please let us land safely. Please let us land safely.
Shoot a firework at our plane.
So I'm reading this article out of the boot. And they do this every year. It's one of my favorite things. Where they go to local firework stands and stores in states where it's legal and list off names of the fireworks that are being sold right now.
Gotcha.
For example, the Wizard of Oz, A-A-H-S, Wizard of
Okay.
The Popo Magnet.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you're going to get the Popo called. Although I don't think the Popo do much on the 4th. They're like, yeah, it's fireworks.
Especially in Syracuse. What are you going to do?
If it was Christmas, yeah, they're like, yeah, we'll come check it out. But it's
in Syracuse, you can't have every single cop out.
There's other more important
around.
Things to be looked into. Apparently, there was a big brawl in Armory Square over the weekend.
Oh, was there?
I haven't heard about it, but there was a big brawl.
Well, as long as I got them cameras up to catch you.
Gotcha. The Neighbor Hater. The Neighbor Hater.
Yeah.
These are fireworks names.
Yep.
Cat Scat Fever. Well, yeah, because you're scaring all the cats in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's. I mean, these are all very.
They're
what I'm
punny.
Looking for.
They're very punny.
Yeah, like, haha, good for you. I'm sure they sell.
Shimmer Me Timbers.
Because I bet this is a bigger thing with fireworks than we realize.
What, coming up with the names?
Good, you know, names to catch your attention.
Guys, Cody and I will work for your fireworks company if you want us to come up with names for your fireworks.
Yeah.
We're pretty good at puns.
We can test them out.
We have like 20 years of pun experience.
Yeah, we're real pun guys.
Happy, we're real pun. Hashtag light and run. Topical right. Hashtag, I get it.
See, no, I get it. Yeah, they're just smart little stupid things to catch people's attention.
Unicorn puke. I'd buy unicorn puke. I want to know what that looks like.
Yeah, I bet. I want to see. I like the ones that have the little preview TV next to them.
Oh, those are high class. Yeah.
Yep.
Bada bing, bada boom. Name of a firework.
I feel like I have one of those.
There's literally a firework, and you've probably seen this on social media, called Put It in Reverse.
I saw that.
Did you see Terry was in a parade?
Yep, and family.
Terry and family.
Yep, good for him. I'm glad he's still
good for Ter.
Getting something off of this. I don't know if he's getting anything, but free pizza.
But I also do feel bad for Terry, as I'm sure you have this experience as well. Like, when you've done something that a lot of people know, and your family wants to be a part of it,
yep.
It's like Terry's on the float, but then there's 10 family members. Like, literally.
Who are you? We don't know you. We know Terry.
We barely know Terry.
We know Terry and the guy's voice.
Yeah.
We know those
Terry,
two.
I want Terry, and I want the guy screaming, back it up, Terry.
Back up, Terry.
I don't need Terry's cousin in the float.
I don't need Mark hanging out.
You know those people do that.
I'm Mark. I don't live around here, but I want to be on the float.
Oh, these beers? I mean, I am Terry's cousin, so... who? Terry... Bag it up, Terry. That's my cousin, Terry. I got a photo. It's actually my phone's wallpaper right there.
I'm in town to be on the float.
Well, you still got to pay for your beers.
Come on. What if I just back it up,
I'm
Terry?
I'm backing up right out of this bar.
Back up, Terry. You have a great day. I'm going to catch you later.
Sir, no. I'm going to back up out of this door, not pay that tab.
Got this mini keg.
Laser Kitties with Z's.
Yo, that's my favorite strip club place.
I bet this is a big one. This is a finale.
Here come to judge.
These are fireworks names that actually do exist. Wacky Tobacky.
This is just like a green one, probably.
I don't know. Pizza Apocalypse.
Oh, yep. That's going to be good. My next restaurant.
Psycho Peacock.
I bet that's a fun one. I bet that's a cool looking, like,
Psycho Peacock,
spreading out looking one.
Raging Rottweilers.
Raging Rottweilers.
That's
Death
my favorite,
Blossom.
The Who song.
Because a lot of these things, too, are also, they're made in, like, Asian countries.
Yeah.
So it could be someone naming them who has a loose interpretation of, like, the English language. So, like, obviously, Put It in Reverse, that was named by somebody who knows Put It in Reverse.
Yes.
But Pizza Apocalypse could be just, right? They don't know what they're naming it.
They don't know.
Dizzy Disco. Wicked Pissa.
Wicked Pissa. Now they're running out of ideas.
Badassical Blast.
Yeah, see, now they're...
Listen, there's 20.
That's only nine.
I don't need to keep going, but...
Now they're running out of a couple ideas.
Anybody see any of fun name fireworks over the weekend? You shoot off any fun name fireworks?
A couple blasts.
Seems like fireworks go forever. My kid's like, can I go Friday? Can we go to the fireworks?
Hell yeah.
And then Saturday, can I go to the fireworks? And then last night, he's like, can we go up to Oswego for the fireworks? Like every night, there's fireworks.
Well, this upcoming Saturday are the best fireworks that you could see anywhere in this area.
Really?
The East Syracuse Village Fireworks.
All right, well, get out there. Get out there. Don't forget, less than 2 weeks now, you're Napa Auto Parts Syracuse Nationals. Come to the New York State Fairgrounds. SyracuseNationals.com for tickets and information.
Where you can find the most old guy boners in one spot.
Really? Boners happen still?
I imagine that's like the old guys, like their favorite things are these cars.
They love these old cars.
If that was my jam, I'd walk around all boned up.
Yeah. I'd love an old car, but I don't have a garage or anything to put an old car in. Or I don't have dollars to buy old cars and monies.
Now that we do this, I see them, the old cars that people aren't using all over the place, and I'm always curious to be like, hey, what?
What do you mean aren't using? They're what are you doing there? With
that? Like, there's one on the way to a Tisco. It's, you can tell some 90-year-old man that does, like, small repairs.
Yeah, oh, and it's, like, in his garage, Studebaker or something?
No, it's outside. Ooh. You can just see it, and every time I drive by it, I'm like, I bet that it still runs and everything, but he just leaves it outside because he probably drives it.
Yeah, good for them.
That's my car.
Enjoy your cars. Yep. I was watching, like I said earlier, and I learned a piece of advice this weekend, I think.
You got some pizza advice?
Pizza advice. Is I'm watching these shows. Remember I was telling you, like, we've got performances from Noah Kahn and blah, 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 leading up to the fireworks. And then they did the fireworks. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Seacrest goes, but don't go anywhere because we've got more performances coming up. I said out loud, you can't play after the fireworks.
It's like the New Year's Eve show where they drop the ball and they're like,
and they keep going.
Still to come, we've got performances by blah, 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 blah. No, it's bedtime.
Yeah. You can't play after the ball drops. You can't play after fireworks.
You're
fireworks
done.
Are the...
It's bedtime.
It's the peak.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to top the fireworks.
Those end, and then you go... Goodbye. Bye, everybody.
I remember having this argument vaguely when they wanted to do, years ago, fireworks over Utica, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And like Night Ranger or somebody was performing.
Ooh,
and they're like, yeah,
Sister Christian,
we can do the fireworks and then Night Ranger performs. And I'm like, you can't perform after the fireworks.
Nobody cares after the fireworks. Everyone
Nobody
wants to go
cares.
Home.
Everybody wants to go home after Night the fireworks.
You want Night Ranger playing them out?
Yeah, right?
Goodbye. Thank you, though.
I don't know why they keep trying. I mean, obviously, people are still tuned in. Maybe they're just passed out and they left the TV on.
Well, if you want music leading all the way up to your fireworks, again, Saturday, East Syracuse ESE, the elementary school over there, that whole back.
Yeah, they do.
That's where that whole, the grounds take place, all over there in East Syracuse. They'll have bands and crap for kids.
Why do they do it a week after the 4th of July?
More people, I would imagine.
It's the 50th anniversary one, too, bud.
And do you see all the little, like, brought to you by?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know we could have gotten our name on something like this. Give them, like, $100 and then, like, put our name on that.
Yeah, we want to be presenting it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they start at, like, probably noon, 1, 2.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
And it's a big deal. That whole area gets covered. You won't find any room if you start heading over there once it starts to get a little dark. It's wild.
6:15 to 10 p.m. is the fireworks part, so...
Well, it's also one of my...
What?
They're one of my biggest... what's the word? They don't go until it's pitch black.
What do you mean? They start early?
No, it'll go... It'll be like 10:45.
9:30!
It's not starting at 9:30.
Faded Vinyl plays from 6:15 to 9:15.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you got all your sponsors on it.
But, yeah, no, they push it till it's dark.
And where do they do it?
Right over there behind East Syracuse Elementary, where Kenny Street was, right on that football field.
Okay,
yeah. Is where they shoot off the fireworks, and then that whole area is where they do all of the things.
See, Fuzz says best fireworks around.
It really is. I know there's where other people come from, I'm sure. But these have always been consistently the best fireworks my entire life.
Tammy says, every night of Harborfest, there's a band after the fireworks. That's a different experience. Because that's just a bunch of booze bags up in Oswego.
Yeah, they're just fireworks included.
Yeah, blow that up! They ain't done at 10 o'clock in Oswego. No. At Harborfest, no. You can play after the fireworks at Harborfest.
When's Gridley Page come on?
Because Harborfest is like secondary to just Oswego boozing.
Yes.
You're boozing in Oswego.
Yep.
Oh, look at those fireworks, and then... let's go back to boozing at Oswego, you know?
They kick off Uncle Cracker.
Yeah, you just kick off, yeah. Mm-hmm. Frostbit Blue starts after the fireworks. Exactly. They're the only ones who are allowed. It's a Monday, so Joe Stanley's stopping by. Stanley Law, the Maximum Award people. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My bad, I hit a thing there. All right, let's start with the man with the strip searches, Joe. You got a guy who got strip searched. I'll let you tell the people.
Yeah, he was arrested for terrorism charges, and he got 317 days in solitary. And along with that, they did 159 strip searches.
Oof.
Now, I don't know what...
What did they think? He was getting more stuff in his butt or something?
Yeah, like, in solitary?
He's in solitary confinement. What is he getting?
Well, obviously, they didn't like this guy. All right. Obviously...
So he's not getting anything in there, Cody. I don't know what we're talking about.
Right, after 317 days, they figure out, oops, this is the wrong guy. Oh. He's not who we want.
My bad.
And so we got a lawyer and sued them. The judge heard the trial and heard all he went through and gave him $6.5 million.
Woo!
So the federal government appeals and says, well, we don't owe him anything, and the judge is wrong because we thought he was the right guy, and we made a reasonable mistake, so we shouldn't have to pay. And what do you think the appellate court did?
Well, I would hope the guy got paid, Joe, but the way you're teeing this up, I don't think he did.
He didn't. The court said, no, too bad.
Unreal.
That's hot. What do you mean, too bad?
Right? Not too bad.
Now, we thought this was the guy that we had to check a lot.
Yeah, no, we thought we had to look in this guy's butt a lot.
Now, that being said, I will like to put the offer out there. For $6.5 million, you can strip search me every day for a year. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'll come to a standing appointment every day. You do whatever you want. Joe.
I think one of the reasons about this, if that's true on the law, which I don't necessarily agree with, they're just going to keep doing it without a penalty, saying you can't do that.
Yeah.
They're just going to, you can say it for anybody. You can make up an excuse. Oops, we got some information. We thought it was you and we.
Oh, we killed you. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't. We got the wrong guy is not a just standing defense, but apparently it is. All right, Joe, what's your other one?
Well, this was a more simple one, I think. Attempted suicide while he was in jail for trial.
Okay.
And he asked for an adjournment for his trial date because he was hurt because he
attempted suicide. Yeah. And what does an adjournment mean?
It means a trial has to be postponed.
Okay, gotcha.
So do you think the trial judge gave him a postponement? And because his argument was the Sixth Amendment entitles me to be at my criminal trial.
And he can't right now because he's injured.
Right.
Did they give it to him?
I'm going to say yes.
You're right. No.
Ah.
You can't voluntarily...
What'd they do?
Prevent yourself from coming.
Oh, like you can't stab yourself in the belly and be like, I'm too hurt to go.
They just drag his ass in there?
Why would he want to delay the trial if he could have gotten...
Maybe he thought he wasn't going to be there because he was going to be dead. No, I don't know. Right. I don't know.
Listen, you call Joe for these things. Stanley Law, this is the Maximum Award, people. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
This is K-Rock. All right.
Whoa.
It's a little early, but it's a Monday. Let's jump into some gaming.
Well, yeah. Well, hold on here. We got some. What are we doing? Are we doing UHA Belgium? Are we doing Spain Portugal? What do you want to do, bro?
Heads will do Spain Portugal.
Okay.
Tails will do USA Belgium.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna do USA Belgium.
Okay.
Heads, I'm USA. Tails, I'm Belgium. Heads, I'm USA. Tails, I'm Belgium. I am the US of A.
You are Belgium. I'm a traitor.
I'm going to put myself
in jail just to get those butthole checks.
Driven by, again, offer stands. I'll go halves with you. We could alternate. That's 3.25 a piece,
back and forth. Be like, I know you just got your butt checked yesterday. Could you get it checked today? I'm busy.
You have to have a recovery day. So we'll go every day.
Double butt.
I'll go Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay.
You go Tuesday, Thursday, and then we alternate Saturdays.
I like that. That's
all right.
Fine. Yep.
Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm for all of our streams, including the gaming stream driven by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You're buying from Ryan. What?
Technically, my peace dream is brought to me by my Wino. So.
Stupid show.
I know.
We'll get into your 90s and 9 a little early. Why not?
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch.